This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
On the 12th day of drunksmas, my true love gave to me 12 Aaron or Aarons, 11 Lizzo lyrics, 10 million puns, 9 Allison
Spice,
8 spider balls, 7 asshole birds, 6 cows a-bonging, 5 cane toads, 4 friends with podcast, 3 nicknames for Tom, 2 lushy ladies, and a beanbag to throw at Maud.
Did it, fuckers. Welcome to day 12 of Drunksmas for the half hour happy hour. Hey.
Ladies night.
My name's Maud Garrett.
I'm Allison Hayes, slipping for the next 30 minutes.
Drink.
God damn it. I'm drinking the ridiculously alcoholic booze that are last.
Todd-Stashwick beer.
I'm going to drink some booze and spit news. And I know I said it right, but it took a lot of concentration to say that right, okay? And we're going to do it all with Tom Krajewski, who has a lot of nicknames.
I do. But Tom Krajewski's that's a good nickname.
Is
my
it?
Actual name is a good nickname.
Tom Krajewski's
what's your middle name?
I hate my middle name
Aaron.
So much. No, it's Bead.
Are you serious?
B-E-A-D?
That's a terrible
B-E-D-E,
middle name.
B-E-D-E, but yes, close. It is terrible.
B-E-D-E is your middle name?
Is that a mom's maiden name?
How have I worked with you for like 5 fucking years and I've never known that?
I'm embarrassed about it.
What's my middle name?
You got to ask the right questions.
Do you have a middle name? Really?
I do. Yeah.
Catherine.
Renee.
Not even remotely.
Jolene.
No.
What's it start with?
Miguel.
An F.
Francis.
Nope. My middle name is not a first name.
Oh, Fortify!
Yeah, fucking Aristotle! That is it. Allison, Fortify, Hayslip. Oh, now we have to drink twice.
Oh, this beer is not fun.
Your middle name? I feel like you told us before, and I
have. Honestly,
starts
I don't
afford.
I legit don't need you to say it. I just was curious if you knew it.
I don't pay attention.
I also
what is
frog,
it? Because
it's
me.
Slippy.
No.
Frog?
Yeah, the frog.
What? It is French,
wait,
though, which is not whatever.
I can't drink
matter.
This beer. Hey,
I do think that this is important, is that, you know, a few episodes ago, we had Sam Farrar, who I already said was the commish of my fantasy football
league. Yeah.
And I've just found out that I have successfully won in the first round of playoffs in this league.
Is that a good
as
thing?
Of today, yeah.
Doing money, or is that just like a continuing thing?
It's just a continue. I could win money. It means I continue on the streak to win money.
But
okay. I won by over 42 points is what it looks like.
So everyone else is eating dust.
Yeah, I sort of crushed the team that was Wild Stallions.
Wild
and now
Stallions
I feel like
rule.
I need to respond to my league and saying sorry,
just
not
comment,
sorry.
Yeah, just no, comment Fig Jam.
What?
Fig Jam?
Fig Jam.
What's
is that
fig
an Australian
jam?
Term for like...
Fuck, I'm good. Just ask me.
Oh, fuck, I'm good. Just ask me.
Fig Jam.
Fig jam. That's I'm, good.
I think I'm
that?
Just going to
that...
do...
All right, yeah.
The thing in Australia. The thing in Australia. There's a song about it.
I believe
you. Guys,
you.
Sometimes when gifts don't give me
just
exactly... Because there's like a Demi Lovato song that's like... So, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. There we go. Got it. Baby, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm not sorry. It was. I don't know why
for
that was like.
For those listening, what you heard there with Allison was that she started with a key note at a high pitch.
We can all go fuck off.
And then was
saying.
Like, ooh, abort, abort. So she just changed her register and then recommitted at a more appropriate.
Listen, there was no abort thought in that. It was my brain going, you can't sing that. I'm just saying, all I wanted to do was send a gift that said, sorry, not sorry. And I was like, I know there's a Demi Lovato song. And I Googled gifts, sorry, not sorry. And the Demi Lovato song was only like the 12th suggestion. Mm. The ones prior to it were like, not sorry, I'm not sorry.
Whoa, Allison.
Not sorry, I'm not sorry.
But welcome to episode 12 of Drunksmas. This is what it sounds
guys,
like.
Guys, we've been sitting here.
I kind of actually want to know. I want to unpack this. She's put it on the table. I'm going to address it.
Yeah,
and it's this thing where this is what tailored marketing looks like. So you know how Facebook and all of that, they want to look at your searches and they want to study you so that they can put – they can basically make your browsing easier.
Yeah,
so
I
the
get
more
that
your phone sees your gifts and knows who you are as a person, that 12th spot will soon become the number one because it will know you better than
it knows that I want. Sorry, no, sorry, dude,
you.
I'm not joking. I sent a text to my it was like a text thread to my dad, my mom, and my brother. I don't even remember what it was about. Oh, I do remember what it was about. It was about the fucking dog show that happens after the Macy's Day Parade on Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, the yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like I where you're like, what's the best dog in the world? And then everyone's going to buy that
fail
dog.
So hard.
No, Zelda's adorable, really? But I don't. Mod,
unless
I don't,
you've got food. If you do, if you do not have food.
No, it has nothing to do with food. Like the dogs can want as much food as they want. It's just for some reason, like this is the Wikipedia definition of what this brand of dog should look like. Yeah. And if this brand of dog doesn't look like the Wikipedia definition of that dog, then it doesn't win. Yep. Anyway, what was so amazing about this past year is that a bulldog named Thor won. Didn't just win his category, won the whole fucking competition.
Good on him.
And literally, amazing. Like, Huffington Post was like, meet the sexy bulldog that won. Like,
sexy
this dog.
Bulldog.
Yeah.
You can't
like,
do
his
that
name is
to
Thor.
A dog.
But, like, he's, like, the best dog you've ever seen because he doesn't look like a fucking purebred, right. like, asshole dog, you know?
As a dog owner, don't call dogs sexy. Don't do
no.
that.
No, 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 no. Hold on.
Don't give eyes to my
time
dog
out.
And be like,
time out. I'm about to show you. Dog. Listen, I'm going to show you a picture of Thor, and you're going to be like, never mind. I got it.
I'm not
Thor's
comfortable
sexy.
With calling a dog.
All hail Thor. I'm sorry. It wasn't sexy. It was hunky. The hunky bulldog that won the national dog show.
Hunky's all right because it's chunky.
Yeah, yeah, but
that's
look,
that's like
a hunky dog.
Chunky,
hunky
yeah.
is nearly chunky.
Anyway,
which is why
I sent this photo to my family.
Yeah.
And my mother responded with a gif of the like little pug dog that's going, like it's it's having the like what the fuck reaction to it.
Your mom didn't like. The...
I have a problem with bulldogs as a breed.
Okay, but hold on. That's not the point of the story.
I thought the point of the podcast was just to talk and let everyone talk.
No, but yeah, no. Sure, we can talk about how you have an issue with bulldogs with breed. I'm just saying the story I brought up. That's not the point.
Allison has a point, everyone, if it's okay. Yes, what's your point?
I let you say the point of the thing before.
What's
okay,
the
Allison,
point?
Wait, wait. Wait.
You were
I'm
so close.
Now.
I'm giving you the finish line.
No, I was bringing up the thing that I clearly was like, I was not listening, but I honestly don't remember what I was listening to.
So then maybe Mark.
Aristotle's telling us the point of
action. She clearly doesn't need this drink. This beer is not good. Mm. This beer is fantastic.
You can
it's
drink
just not
from.
Beer. It's pure alcohol.
But it's like, so it's like if chocolate learned to bite back.
Yes, Maud, that's a perfect example of what this beer is.
He's brought this first before. I know we've had this.
It's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's not wrong. Wait, my whole point was that my mother responded to me sending the screenshot of Hunky Thor, the bulldog, with a gif. And I went, are you fucking kidding me? My mother just responded with a gif. And my mother, I said, oh my God, mom knows how to use gifs. And my mother's response to it was
a gif?
No, she goes, I guess you can teach an old dog new tricks. And I went,
this is payslip.
I got that.
I know.
Maud loves her puns, and that's kind of a pun,
that
right?
That was really
but it was
well
so,
done.
It was so on point.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mum's the same thing. Mum has never owned a mobile phone. I sent her one because I was gifted one like 3 years ago.
I sent it to her
with a compatibility charger so that she could use it.
Yes.
No excuse.
Yeah.
So the woman can use Facebook and that's it. Skype, we were good. Something happened. She had to bow out. So we moved on to Facebook.
Okay.
She learned how to gif.
Yeah, gifts.
And it was a
dangerous.
And she responded with it. And I was like, same thing. Oh my God, did you learn how to gif? And she responded with a gif. And I was like, okay, bitch. Yeah, you've just found a new source of power.
Yes,
and you're like hooking it to the vein.
Oh, the first time my mother got a smartphone, which is like the first time that you can send pictures in response to a text. My mother gets a smartphone and she sends some text. And I was like, did you get a new phone? And her response was a photo of my father wearing a leather jacket. And I was like, not only did you send your first photo ever via text message, you sent the first photo ever taken of my father in a leather jacket via text message.
Did your dad not ever wear leather jackets before?
No! It was the first leather jacket he had ever bought. And my mother took... What?
Midlife crisis jacket?
Absolutely not.
How's a leather jacket 100? A midlife crisis
because
jacket? Everybody wears leather jackets.
No. Our generation, or like the generation
slightly above
me.
Your dad should be able to wear leather jackets, not look
nice. No. My dad's generation.
We're all so drunk, guys.
We are.
I'm listening to both of you.
That's the point of episode 12.
You forgot what you're talking about. You're slurring. I'm like, I've got my drunk shriek.
Listen, Tom, our father's generation. Our father's generation.
You're fine.
Was... Leather jacket.
Don't you dare, you bastard. You put that down. I saw you.
Are you about to pick up the 45 sign? I will throw.
Allison!
Fuck off! Why did I do that shit?
Because you're drunk.
Mom's drinking water. Yeah, no fucker.
I can't drink that.
Am I slurring my words, really?
Do you have the White Claw?
I'm not.
Look, if there's a White Claw, I'll have it, which means I've mixed like 9 different alcohols, but I just can't keep drinking that beer because I feel like I'm screaming my safety word and it's laughing at it, you know?
Anyway. Our parents' generation.
She didn't hear that.
I did. No, I did.
Allison,
I just chose
to ignore
it. My
parents a little older than your parents, so.
Your parents?
But even so.
What?
They, like, listen, Grease was the cool movie or the cool musical, right? Like, leather jackets signified rebellion. So, like, our parents'
Unless
generation.
Unless it's an Indiana Jones jacket, like the cool brown leather jackets.
Yeah, but our parents weren't fucking Indiana Jones.
Your parents were younger than my parents. My parents...
mom could have fucked Indiana Jones.
No. Oh, you know what? You're right. I love that I just said that. You could have fucked, but they weren't. There you go. You're getting a White Claw. You're getting a White Claw. Give it to Tom.
Oh, I know.
You're getting a
White
Claw.
All
right. Just so there's evidence, even though the slurring is legit.
There you go.
All right. Good.
Go Sonic.
I just have, I don't even know how strong this beer is. What am I drinking?
This has been a, that's a 14, that's a 15% alcohol beer, by the way.
Lime's the worst flavor of White
Claw. Do you guys still like me?
Okay. Clearly, she has been drinking.
Honey!
Oh, baby, sweetie!
Like, the totally grounded Allison is like, everyone's fine. It doesn't matter.
Grounded Allison, then, like, on peace!
And then I was like,
what's this? Can you introduce me to this Allison? Who is she?
She's insecure, sad Allison.
Oh.
Hi, insecure.
She's vulnerable,
sad
Allison.
This is
vulnerable.
What happened on last episode of Drunk Was.
How
Aristotle, where did you
remember
go?
Last year when Alex told it was his last episode? That's when you
But he told us that before.
I know, but you
were
really
upset.
It was just
the last episode of Drunk Smith that I was like, oh my God, this is the end.
That was a year ago.
But
really
I mean,
upset.
Like, quite frankly, I didn't realize the joy that we were going to get out of Maud.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty awesome.
Oh,
this year, it's been a great
drunk?
Year.
What?
Do you think I'm an okay drunk?
Oh, you're
I
fine.
I think you're a fantastic drunk.
We're just saying, like,
I will let you know,
saying
though.
This, like, literally a year ago was when we were literally doing our last episode with Alex.
You said you had a bit of a teary.
Absolutely, because I had done 4 years of a podcast with him, you know? And it's now nice to know. I mean, you were so clearly the right person to bring on this show.
That's very sweet. I know. You were just like, there was no other.
There were literally.
We never talked about anybody else.
No,
we
didn't. Aww. And it's not like you... meaning Tom, you, me, or Alex didn't have other people we could potentially ask.
Yeah.
It was like the moment Maud popped into our head, we were like, no, that's exactly the right person.
Oh my God, what if that we play What If? Because we had AC on the show.
Yeah.
What if this was a What If? Oh my
no,
God.
No, literally, Maud, if you had said no, I don't know if this podcast would have continued.
Everyone listening.
Probably
it wasn't. It wasn't literally like a "we need someone." It was like we need the right person, and you were very clearly the right person to do this show.
So with the half hour happy hour,
look, Aristotle's even shaking his head. He's like, "Yeah, no, you're right.
It's not always half an hour for you guys. Let's reflect.
Yeah.
Has it always been happy?
No.
Oh, look at Aristotle. No. It's like, oh,
okay.
Yeah, I wanted you guys to go a little deep with me now.
Aristotle's like, my mind is blown. Yeah. Well, okay, hold on.
Hey, Aristotle.
Aristotle's
got a drink in his hand. Fucking fortify, bitch.
Yeah,
oh, shit,
White Claw.
We're drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did say it. Gotcha.
So we didn't have Aristotle from day one. I mean, we sort of like technically did, but not in studio.
Right.
Right?
Not before we joined
Starburns.
Maybe not
even from day one.
Actually, before we did.
But you were over at Nerdist. That's the thing. You were.
That's right. That's
you were technically the guy handling our podcast over at Nerdist, but you were not the guy who was in. Because we didn't have a studio when we started this podcast.
Right.
we were literally just in Alex's garage. And we were like, this is convenient because it's in Alex's garage. And then Alex was like, you know what? Hey, I got a big deal show or a big deal job. I'm not going to be a part of the show anymore. And we were like, well, I guess we don't get access to your garage anymore. Yeah. How are we still going to do this show? And then Nerdist just got rid of their podcast network and
started. Like, see you, bye.
Yeah, and
don't
then
worry, they did that to me.
Starburns was like, hey, we'd like to pick you up. And then right at the same time, they hired Aristotle. And we were like, wait a minute, Aristotle's the awesome dude that we were working with over at Nerdist.
Hey, guys, I know we've had a guest every single episode. I wanted to bring my own guest for this last episode.
Oh, please tell me it's the canine version of what just walked in.
Guys,
is it Zelda?
Zelda is our guest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at her. She's the best.
She's a really
pretty
dog.
The person who walked in with Zelda isn't that bad either. But
Alice is drunk, everyone.
Listen, we all are. We all are.
Oh, Zelda.
Oh, hi, Zelda.
Just say something.
She's just squirming. She's like, why? Mom, what the fuck? This is not what I want.
Just say it.
Mom, I don't want a public life. I don't understand why you keep giving me a public life.
Oh, my gosh, girl.
Yeah, there she is. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, beautiful girl. Hi. You're so pretty. You're so pretty. But like, legit, Maude.
We'll have to take a photo because we're doing a before and after photo.
So. No, we will. When we're done. After I finish this ridiculously strong beer.
Oh, it's too strong.
Too strong.
You shouldn't. Zelda.
Oh.
I swear to God, baby. I'm your mother. Oh. I'm trying to feed you.
Oh.
This is the magic sound. Ready?
Are you trying to feed her pot stickers?
Well, it fell all over me, so. We're just going to have a little snacks.
Wait, have you seen the like 800 ads for that thing that like shoots out treats to your dog?
I bought one of them.
You did? Is it any good?
I forgot.
What's it called?
It
a Furbo? Is
yeah,
that what it is?
I got one. And then I realized it has a camera out there.
Yeah.
It was like kind of cool when I was leaving Zelda for a little bit.
You're like, now I can watch my dog.
Because you could talk to her as well. Yeah. So I'd be like, hey, baby.
But then you're also like, that's what the FBI agents watch me through. Or the CIA agents. Or
realized when I was on holidays, I was like, oh, that camera's too long. I'll just log into it and realize I actually haven't told my, you know, was new roommate that I have like a camera installed.
Oh, no.
In the living
room. So it wasn't watching you when you were home, but like the person who lived there, you didn't.
That's why I couldn't use it because I was like, that just feels wrong. Feels like an invasion of privacy that I have access to.
I don't know
to,
if I've ever told this story. So like my brother and his wife, they have this very old cat. His name is Sonny. He's a grumpy old man. I've known this cat for like, I don't know, 8 years at this point, a very long time. And I've cat sat this cat very many times. And not in their current place, but in their old. No, it was in their current place. I stayed in their place while they were gone for like not even like a long period of time. For like a few days, I stayed in their place and was taking care of their cat. Right. And on day two, I get this email forwarded to me from my brother, and it's just entitled, "Ew." And
ew?
I open it up, and it's a link, and I click on the link, and it's a link of their camera. Like, I know they have these cameras in their place, but my phone's attached to them. So my phone, it's supposed to be like when my phone walks into their place, the cameras turn off, you know? Sometimes they just don't. If you're like the ancillary things that get that, if you're not the fucking phone that set up the thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't turn off automatically. So I walked into their place. I sat on the couch. The camera should have turned off. And instead, Maude, you'll appreciate this. Instead, what the camera caught was me sitting on the couch, both my feet up on, like I'm sitting, my foot's up, and then I am looking at the bottom of one of my feet.
To see if you stood in shit?
No, literally picking dead skin.
And that's what they got.
That is what is on camera. Is me looking at the bottom of my barefoot, picking off skin. And my brother just sends me, he's at a wedding at this point, and he just forwards this to me and says, ew. And I'm like,
ew.
What the fuck? Why is this camera filming me doing that? Like, get it. I'm busted. Whatever. That is ew. But why is it filming me in your house?
Yeah. What?
It was wrong. It was
That's
so wrong.
Weird.
All of it.
That's why I think sometimes, like, you know, when you apply the Truman sort of theory or the Truman scope, if someone was recording you all the time, how much of yourself would you be ashamed of?
Well, that's the thing. Like, legitimately,
99%.
None of it. But
have we all done a morning toot?
No, you're right. No. That's sort of what I deal with is like anything that I do. I don't do anything that isn't quote unquote human or natural or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's nothing like criminally wrong about what I do.
You're so not
I
murdering like, people right, when we're not watching.
Right. Yeah. I don't have any weird fetishes, whatever. So that's, I don't give a flying fuck who watches
cooler
it.
Cooler if you did.
At the...
Be a lot cooler.
But at the same
different
time,
different folks have
you're
different
right.
strokes, quite figuratively
oh,
and literally.
Yeah. Oh.
But Maude, you tweeted something recently that was a guy who used some app that recorded you while you were sleeping.
Oh my God, the fuck guy!
Wait, what?
Oh my God, it was
sorry,
so.
What?
It's an app that's supposed to record you while you're sleeping to let you know, like, when you wake up.
Or if you're snoring. It's
or if you're snoring.
Like, any kind of, like, so noise during the night.
It records noises.
If you're sleep talking, snoring. And this guy goes, I fucking hate this app. And it's this soundbite of the app recording every noise throughout the night. And
but
it goes,
no, but it's only specifically from, like, 5:45 to, like, 7 p.m. And it, like,
a.m.
start. Yeah, a.m.
Yeah, morning
sorry.
Fast,
and it
man.
Starts off slow. And then it just, like, progresses.
It's like... And then one of them was like, oh, yeah.
It's so amazing.
He actually verbalizes after, like, oh, thank God, that's out of me.
He does.
I laughed so hard at that. That's oh my so God. My humor. And it
but that's what
be.
I mean. Like, that's not shit. Like, I give a if that's what the FBI is recording of me, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, they can't use that.
Do I
really
need it publicized on Twitter? Not necessarily, but it's not necessarily something that I'm like, well, nope, that's gonna ruin my career.
They
yeah,
expect
I don't know
that
if I've got
you,
anything
yeah.
that's like careers destroying. I do find it very unnerving though that like you know you can do one little thing, and obviously like Me Too kind of really. Put this on the forefront where you can do something or a past thing can come up at you and everything that you've had in your life can be taken away, or you finally want to voice the thing that you've been wronged by, you know, like
oh yeah
absolutely
yeah, yeah,
wronged
yeah.
and it costs you but, everything you've had in your life
but farting shouldn't be one of those things.
I doubt it would be
yeah.
You know that the word art is in fart. Like, that's not an accident.
No.
There is something quite intrinsically artistic
about
a
farting?
Fart.
Oh.
Fortify!
Are you a fortifier or something?
You got to join us, buddy. Oh, he tried to look for his... Are you drunk? Is that what that was?
Aren't we all at this point?
Well, Aristotle's just trying to find and cuddle and love Zelda. And all she's doing this whole time... What is she doing?
I don't know.
She does a parameter check.
Oh, she's over here. Oh, she's trying...
So,
are you eating my cake?
She's eating my fudge.
Oh, she'll lick
whale.
It.
She's a dishwasher. She is a floor cleaner. If I sometimes take her to venues and she'll just like find any crumb. And I'm like,
okay.
You've got to charge her a cleaning fee, man.
Can we? We're going to talk about the woman who might be one of the bestest friends ever.
Who?
Does this sound right? Because it also takes place in Australia. This is why I brought up this story.
Okay.
The title of the story. A woman rocked up to her exam.
Yeah, rocked up. That's Australian.
Okay.
Is it really?
When you show up somewhere, you rock up.
Rocked
in
up.
A bridesmaid's dress.
Why would you show up when you can rock
because
up?
Because her best friend was getting married thousands of miles away.
That's cute.
So listen to this. I love this story. So this woman's name is Amberly Hatcher. Her lifelong best friend and cousin, Ellie Wellington.
I'm sorry. Pick Amber or Emily.
No, it's Amberly.
That's my problem.
Amberly. Amberly. Yeah.
Amberly? No,
Amber
it's a name.
Amber or Emily.
It's Amberly. But I mean, it's not
pick
two
Amber.
Words.
Amberly.
Or Emily.
Sorry, it's Amberly. Also, she's Australian, Mon, so you're just knocking your own people.
Oh, Amberly.
Amberly.
Fucking Amberly, right?
Can't. So her lifelong best friend and cousin was getting married on November 9th. This is, you know, a little over 2 months ago at this. No, not quite 2 months ago at this
month
point.
Ago.
And she'd chosen Hatcher, the Amberly. To be one of her bridesmaids. Amberly, Hatcher had already missed her friend's engagement party because of her university exams. Mm. So her heart sank when Wellington told her the date of the wedding, which is going to fall during Hatcher's exam period.
Amberly's.
Do you know Amberly's? James Cook University
I
in
do.
Townsville?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where
Who
she
doesn't?
Went to school.
Mm-hmm.
So the...
Townsville is like an hour and a half north of Brisbane.
Okay, so the exam timetable isn't released right away.
No, that's Toowoomba. Townsville is 4 hours north of Brisbane.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
No one cares, but
so,
I'll die inside.
So Amberly was not going to know until just over a month before the wedding whether or not her exams were going to fall in a conflicting time. The day before the hen's party, what's a hen's party?
Yeah, what's a hen's party?
Maude.
What are you guys...
The Hens. I mean, I know
Hens. It's a bachelorette.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
I just wanted you don't call it Hens?
No, we call it a bachelorette party.
I've been to like six
of them. Hens and Bucks?
No.
You don't call it a Bucks party?
And a bachelor party.
Wow. Pop that on the list. Yeah, that's a lot of things.
Hatcher discovered by phone that she had an exam exactly when she was supposed to be at her best friend's wedding.
Oh.
I found out in the shopping center while I was shopping. I was with my mother and sister. I started crying. Then my sister started crying. And then everyone started crying. Mm. I told the bride-to-be. We had a bit of a cry together. And then I just told her to celebrate the bachelorette party. There was a glimmer of hope that she could arrange to sit the exam at another time. But after she convinced her lecturer to sign off on the plan, then found an alternative university-approved venue and a supervisor, she said the lecturer changed his mind. Aww. As per university policy, a wedding wasn't a justification to change an exam.
What a dick.
So she came up with a plan. I was like, I'm wearing the bloody dress. So she showed up to the exam dressed like this, everyone.
I don't have my glasses.
That's cute.
No, I can't.
She looks stunning.
She wore her bridesmaid's dress.
I take it back, Amberly. You can be Amberly.
She wore the fucking heels. Right? She wore the whole shazam. She actually showed up with like one of the like personal size bottles of champagne and the glass that said bridesmaid.
You know what the moral of this story is, right?
What?
Don't go to college.
Don't go to college.
Yeah, don't go to college.
Done. Yes.
Was that what you were going to say?
100%.
All right.
Oh, is that what it feels like to be at
Fortify? That's what you just got told you.
I'm not sure if my bowels have liked the decisions that I've made today.
You'll be fine tomorrow.
I've had pizza.
That's what
I had two donuts for breakfast. I've had pizza. I had pineapple. Yeah,
it's a holiday cleansing of your system.
Tell us about your first full drunksmith. How do you feel?
We were discussing it when we were taking a leak simultaneously.
Yeah.
And that was the first half of this went incredibly slowly. But the second half went really fast.
Yeah, that's normally how it happens.
Isn't that crazy?
You weren't drunk and then you got shit faced like that.
Yeah, that's how she rolls. There's always like a real hard switch.
Yeah.
It's not a gradual thing.
You never know what drink it is either.
No. Although I'm going to blame Troy Baker and the Basil Hayden.
Basil Hayden. Your resource of this soup. Answer is 2 feet away.
The tomato Basil Hayden soup is what I'm blaming.
All right, Allison has to talk like an Australian, and I'm going to talk like Allison for the next 90 seconds.
We got like a few minutes left, guys.
That's fine. I'm just going to talk like a British person. I'm not going to talk like an Australian because I can't. I'm not going to admit that I can.
But you're not really talking like a British person either, by the way.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
Am I not?
Not really.
What am I talking like then?
An American who thinks they can do a British accent.
Oh, shit.
I always say that because I can't
do
it either.
That's terrible.
All right, I'm going to read out the headlines of the stories that I've selected, and you get to choose which one you would like to go with.
All right. Go for it.
Electric eel powering aquarium's Christmas lights.
What?
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
Arizona man narrowly avoids shooting, quoting, "A taco saved my life." Man gets really stoned after drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
So far, I'm still for story number one.
He's still he's trying to sue that for sure. Josh Brolin tries perineum sunning and burns his asshole.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He does?
Nope, still story number one.
I don't know. That's a good one, too. I would like to hear about Mr. Brolin.
And then I kind of wanted to go over the 8 best shows to watch in 2019 now that it's New Year's Day.
No, I want to hear number one.
Let's do number one.
Let's do number one, sure. Then we can do the best shows to watch in 2019.
I don't know. I mean, just Josh Brolin burning is...
That was mine. Yeah. We'll go
okay,
over this
fine. Way. Okay, fine. What was story number one? I don't even remember.
The Tennessee Aquarium hopes the Christmas tree will spark love and appreciation for the unusual freshwater fish. It happened in Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Tennessee?
The electric eel is named Miguel Watson.
Watson.
Yes, queen.
Like that.
You love your puns.
That's kind of all you have to know about that because the story kind of finishes anyway. So the next one, Josh Brolin.
Burns his asshole.
The Avengers Endgame star said the pain was so bad he
had. She didn't read the article at all until now.
Imagine having a burnt butthole.
How long did he do it for to get it burnt?
That's a great question.
Like, so that takes a while to burn any part.
Sorry, the pain was so bad.
Okay, say it, bud. Say it.
Say it.
That he had to spend the day icing and using aloe and burn creams on his perineum instead of hanging with
That's what you get when you do something stupid.
And why? We're being told to fortify right now. We have to drink.
I'm clearly drunk because I'm laughing at Josh Brolin's burnt butthole.
We have a minute left, so it's okay.
Why did this become a thing?
Oh dear.
I know it became a thing, but why did it become a thing?
This yoga instructor was saying that basically taking 10 minutes up the butt of sun is equivalent to spending like 8 hours outside getting the same melatonin and vitamin E. So there's a photo of her buck naked, doing spread eagle, holding her toes.
You haven't seen this picture, Allison?
I don't know why
Allison?
This like, hurts
you know that
my
pose
feelings.
Where you have to hold your big toes and you just...
Yeah, it's like a happy baby.
Yeah, yeah. She was doing happy baby with some sun on her buns and the hole. And so he tried it. That's really funny.
He had
learned the hard lesson a few days ago when he was engaged in perineum sunning. A new trend which exposes the area between the anus and the sex organs to the sun.
The
organs. I don't know why it makes me so like.
Say testicles.
It can actually regulate hormones as well as sleep patterns.
Did he sleep well that night? Probably not.
No.
Felt burned.
Not if he was icing it and putting cream.
That's the picture of the woman sunning her bunnings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You look at a picture like that and you're like, yeah, I want to look that sexy.
Why would you do that?
Okay, give us the best shows to watch in 2019. Because it's now
2020.
Or no, 2020. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's now...
Oh, right.
It's now the first. It's now
their
January 1st of 2020.
Number 8. Documentary Now on IFC.
No.
A comedy anthology series parodies a different documentary or docu-series in each episode. I don't know.
Boring. Go on to something else. What's
Fred Armisen 7? And Bill Hader and Seth Meyers are all in it. I don't think I need to see that.
Yeah.
Veep. HBO.
That's already ended.
7th and final season happened.
Yeah.
They're saying to watch one.
Well, you should have watched that already.
Tuca and Bertie on
Netflix?
Oh,
yeah.
No, thanks.
That's supposed to be phenomenal, but it also already got canceled.
Barry on HBO.
The best.
So good.
The fucking best.
I need to finish Barry. I'm a few episodes
in. Oh, God. Wait. Season. Have you watched the episode with the young girl who...
Don't know.
Okay, no. You haven't watched an episode with like a I'm so bad at judging age, but like an 8 to 12 year old girl who like sort of encapsulates the episode.
No.
Oh my God, it's the best episode of television, period.
Interesting.
Yes.
I need to
fucking phenomenal.
I need to finish Barry. I need to finish Barry.
Fuck,
I use someone else's HBO account.
Bill Hader directed this episode.
Oh, did he now?
And it's such a good episode of television.
Number 4, BoJack Horseman on Netflix.
Oh, I've been.
I don't know if
that's
I like
great.
Animated shows. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Don't say that about half the guests we've had on the show.
I would like it all. I would like all of theirs, obviously. Number 3, Russian Doll, Netflix.
Oh, I haven't watched that. Is it good?
Yeah.
Number 2, Succession, HBO.
I've heard that's great, and everyone who I haven't watched that gets annoyed at me.
I'm just waiting on someone to catch up with me because I like to watch shows. Yeah. With someone. I like to be thinking. And number 1, Fleabag.
Oh,
I gotta
see
Fleabag. Yeah,
I smashed it.
Tom, you have to watch Fleabag.
I want to see it. Yo.
There you go. Tweet at us. Which of those do you like? Which of those do you want to see? How's my baby girl going, by the way?
How's Zelda?
Hi, Zelda.
Is she over there?
Does she look like Baby Yoda to you?
A little.
Do you
see
it now? Do you see it now?
Like if she was green and the ears pointed out.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I have a little baby
Yoda. I mean, listen, by the time this episode airs, there's going to be at least 2 more episodes
right,
of Baby Yoda.
So cute. How'd you get so cute? She's looking right at mom. Oh, she was.
She gets it from her mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, mom? Yeah.
I look exactly like a little black dog. That's
no.
How that
said, you asked how she was so cute. I said she got it from her mom.
No, she looks
not
exactly
that you were
like
a hairy
you.
Little dog.
Look at you making the faces.
Best guess of the Drunksmiths?
Zelda, duh.
That's like literally in her name. Zelda. Yeah.
There.
Zelda,
how are we going for time?
We're done.
Good. We're done.
Let's put this puppy down.
Oh, God, don't say that with your dog
just,
in the
no,
room.
No, just on the floor Zelda's because she's on a couch. That's all that is. That's all
worst thing
no,
I've
no,
heard.
No, keep it.
Hey, how do you guys feel about Drunksmiths? I can't even say
Drunksmiths.
It.
Right.
I saw you physically had to move your mouth in a different way to
I'm
get
like,
it out.
Drunksmiths, this is the thing we just did.
This was our, like, what, 5th or 6th?
It's our 5th.
Our 2 longest episodes were definitely Troy Baker and Todd Stashwick, and they were really riveting.
Delightful.
Interesting. We had absolutely fantastic guests. AC was, oh my God, 15 out of 15 on her quiz.
Duh.
Duh. Yeah.
That's how you know you're in good hands.
Duh.
With Allstate.
Yep. Yep.
Well, everyone who brought gifts as well, that was really, really sweet.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
A lot of
love. Thank you for everyone who sent everything. This is, like, literally the only reason we're not, like, falling on our faces right now.
Yeah, we would be. dead.
There's a happy whale waiting for you. What's that whale again?
Fudgy the whale.
Yeah, Fudgy.
And this Lego, we'll figure out how we're going to build it on caffeine, even though Maude refuses to build Lego. We'll make
her be
there. I
just don't find any enjoyment in it. I'm like the antithesis of you in that regard. I don't know how that happened.
All right, well,
maybe my
out.
Mom goes, do you know how many fucking pieces of these I've skipped on?
But also, whoever sent this Lego, please email us or tweet us to tell us who it's from, because we don't know. And also, we'll do the thing where we auction it off.
Yeah, totally. Build
it, and donate that to whatever charity you choose. So also choose that.
Oh,
that's
man.
Absolutely something we'll do.
White Claw does taste like basic bitch.
Yeah. Congrats on surviving your first Christmas.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you for being.
You're kidding.
Fuck off, Aristotle. Why are you telling us
to fortify?
The last
fortify of the year.
We all said fortify, so I guess we have to finish our drinks. Jesus. Bye, guys.
Oh, fuck off. Mm. All right, this has been delightful. You can still email us. Listen, at this point, we haven't closed.
Yeah, that was always going to happen. Yeah.
What did we just drink again?
What?
Technically, because we did say it once you belch.
Aristotle, I hate you. Why do you keep showing that sign?
I want to shout out to Future Allison's Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Future Allison's Hangover. Have you got Advil?
Sure.
You're going to take some of this pizza
Listen,
home.
Listen, I'm getting an Uber home and going immediately to bed. That's all that's happening
right
now.
Ma, do you give me a ride home?
Yeah.
She's not driving.
Someone's
driving.
Home.
Is Zelda's babysitter driving you home?
I'm on the way, right?
All right, fine.
Sorted. Where are you?
Sorted,
good?
Yeah, you can go.
Maybe this is a conversation we have off the podcast because we're wrapping this shit up.
Tell you what, I'm going to say if you want to email us,
Email
us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. I just realized, Jesus Christ, Ma.
Sorry.
Also, I just realized Zelda's coat is purple.
It's her 80s coat, 90s coat. And it reflects.
Cute.
Oh, I love her.
It's super cute.
I love her dog.
You want to.
Comment.
No, wait, please.
Rate and review on iTunes. We are on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes.
All that shit.
Google Play. Let us know why you like the show. Let us know why you don't like the show.
No, we'll read it.
We'll read it.
Who gives a flying fuck?
Thank you very much for being so generous. This really is a holiday time, which is forgiving.
Happy 2020, everyone. We are officially in 2020.
We made it.
That's so weird to say. How were we in 2020? Everything's weird.
We're also old
I hope
now,
at least five people listening have hickeys on their neck, too.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, Dud. I'm talking about you.
Agree. What? Hi. That's it for the final episode of Drunksmas 2019.
This is the half hour happy hour
ladies night. I'm Allison Haislip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
Thank you, Tom. Helping Cans Krajewski.
Helping
you.
Cans.
Helping
yes.
Cans. What? Thank you, Aristotle, our podcast.
Aristotle.
Thank you so
the
much
best.
To the best
Thank you, listeners.
MVP of the year.
The best guest.
We're back
in
like
Zelda.
I forget what day New Year's Day is, but we're back on Monday. I know it's the first, what day of the week it is, but we're back on whatever day this lands, we're back on Monday.
What day is Jen the first, do you think?
I don't know. We could look at phones right now. I feel like that's too complicated.
Who cares? Yeah.
Is it too complicated? Aristotle's looking. What is it?
I hope you guys are
I feel like it's a Thursday.
Hysterics.
It's a Wednesday? Guess what? On Monday, you're going to have a new episode of us not being this drunk.
Oh, really?
The 5th.
Congratulations.
We're going to have a brand new episode on the 5th of...
we did it!
Sorry, the 6th of January.
We did it!
We did it!
Wow.
Bye.
Slap Hands Audio, a podcast network.